Do you enjoy being scared for fun? Would you ever risk intense physical and psychological pain for fun and games? What if there was a torture chamber masquerading as a haunted house? Today, we test the believability of the McCamey Manor.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
That is right. Listen, yes, if you're waiting for the rating scale, yes, it is believable. So this is going to be a little bit different than our usual episodes.
Yeah.
Normally, as you guys know, we discuss a topic and at the end, Charlie and I break it down and we discuss where on our believability scale of believable, viable, skeptical, and unbelievable we place these topics. Now, I think there's an argument for this to be absolutely unbelievable in terms of, I can't believe this exists.
That's fair.
But that's not how we do things. So I have a different structure that I want to do for the discussion. But we'll get to that. First of all, I just want to say it's nice to be back from Miami. And by nice, I mean it's good to be. I'm a routine person. I am a hardcore routine person. So in that aspect, it is nice. And you know, see my family and everything. It's good to be back from Miami, back to the cold Ohio. And shout out to my dude Matt, aka Postcard, I think is his rapper name. He's a videographer I was with. He loves shopping as much as I do, so I always appreciate that.
Yeah, that's something we don't bond over.
No, you do not like shopping.
No.
Maybe, and Miami certainly did not help my 8% battle, but you know, it is what it is. But I'm excited to talk about this topic. It's one I've known about for years, and it's always intrigued me just because it's so insane. And even though it's not like something we're really testing the believability of, I hope you still find it enjoyable. And if you don't know about it, it's going to blow your mind. If you know about it, you're going to already kind of know where we're going with this. But it is crazy. And it's definitely because it's a haunted house and what they do. It's in the bizarre and paranormal, so to speak, world.
Yeah, this place is bonkers. Like, I know a little bit about it. Not as much as Tyler, obviously.
Are you going to say bonkers? Because that's absolutely true.
It's nuts. It's exciting.
So this is how I want the discussion to work, and I want you to keep this kind of in the back of your mind.
Me?
Yeah. And I want you to interject with your thoughts as we're going through this, what you're thinking, you know, how everything's landing for you. But there's two questions specifically I want to save for the end in the discussion. I want to save one, would you ever do this haunted house? I already know the answer, but I want you to actually go in detail about it after you hear about it in the discussion.
Sure.
And two, I want to know what you think compels these people to do this.
Okay.
So those are the two things I want to really discuss. Because this does exist. It is a fake haunted house. People do this.
Yeah. And those are good questions. I want to ask you the same question at the end.
Okay. And you're not allowed, though.
Well, I can't ask you?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. No.
God damn it.
So let's break down what is the McCamey Manor. So the McCamey Manor is considered, quote, the one and only extreme haunted attraction and survival horror challenge. So on a very, very, very basic level description, it's a haunted house. Not the type of haunted house we typically cover.
No, not like there's like a ghost that lives in the attic and a family moved in.
No, it's more like a haunted house where there's an actor that's shoving your head in water, even though you can't breathe.
Well, I'm going to point this out. I don't know if you have this in your notes somewhere, but I'm just going to say it now. Do you know Ohio has more haunted house per capita than most states?
Yes.
I think all states.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just something about Ohio.
We're weird, man. You know, I've always wanted to go to Cedar Point during like the Halloween weekends, and I've never made it out.
I did that on purpose.
Was it good?
No, I did not go on purpose.
So we should go.
No, please. Right,
we're going to haunt.
I'd rather go to the Seven Floors of Hell thing in Mansfield.
Dude, riding a roller coaster while people are looking around trying to scare you?
No.
It's a good time.
No.
But anyway, like I said, and kind of like I alluded to right there, McCamey Manor is much more than this. But it is considered a survival horror style haunted house, and it was founded in 2014. By 20-plus-year Navy veteran Russ McCamey in San Diego, California.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah. Back when it started, it was actually kind of like built out of his own house in San Diego. It's now moved to other locations. There's more. And I don't really know with the pandemic how they're doing things, because I looked up experiences and I got some in here, but watching some of it, like there's so many clips. Like if you search McCamey Manor on YouTube, you'll find very graphic videos and clips of it. And some of the stuff I'm like, ooh, COVID violation. Ooh. Oh, you spit into her mouth. Oh.
I'm pretty sure that's not wearing a mask.
Yeah, they're not wearing. Do you imagine all this crazy shit's happening and they got a mask on?
Well, even that can still be.
The actor's like, can you pull your mouth down so I could put this, this weird unknown substance in there?
It's not COVID.
It's not COVID, I promise. But it is a year-round haunted house, and it only permits a handful of guests each weekend. And this isn't your 45-minute long, you're in a car riding around, and there's loud noises and animatronics jump out of you. Although there are animatronics. But this is a hands-on 8-hour tour. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to last for 8 hours, but it can last up to 8 hours.
Do you think the actors, like, plan for the people to not last the whole time? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Really?
I think, yeah. I got some quotes from a couple of the actors.
Oh, okay.
I don't, yeah. Like,
they're like, I have a sushi date at like 9, so can you wrap it up?
Or? Yeah, kind of. But can you imagine doing a haunted house for 8 hours?
No.
Sounds miserable. That's a full work day there with no lunch break.
Yeah, I'm not clocking into that. No.
No. So in Russ's own words, this is what he says about the McCamey Manor. Quote, everyone is so blasé about what happens in the world. They need a safe release. It's about creating a cinematic experience and making people feel like they're living in their own horror movie. Movies can't fool us anymore. It's really hard to get emotions out of people. It's a survival horror boot camp. Unquote. And in addition to that, and this crazy experience, there's no fees. You don't have to pay to do this. There's no ticket admission price. None of that. Although apparently Russ does, I don't know if he accepts or he requests or how this comes up in conversation, but he does accept dog food for his pet dogs. He's got a few dogs and a dog's got to eat. But while you're not paying for this experience, there is a lengthy liability waiver, which essentially forces you to lose the ability to sue for any injuries or damage, along with the inability to leave the McCamey Manor without the staff's permission. The inability to touch or retaliate against staff members and or actors. And you have to accept the fact that these actors can touch you and subject you to physical and psychological torture, essentially.
Man, I would get in so much trouble at this place because, you know, in like fight and flight, I'm so much more of a fight than a flight.
Mm-hmm.
Like I clocked my friend in the throat once because they scared me.
Yeah, whenever you talk about fighting back anything, I just picture back when we were doing the Fresno Nightcrawlers, and you always said you'd break their legs.
I would.
Which is just so tragic, because they're only legs. I just imagine you, like, kicking your leg and, like, just shattering their femur, and it bends the wrong way, and then they're like, what do I have to live for?
They're done, and then we cook them up.
So, according to ForestScout.com, part of the McCamey Manor waiver states, and I quote, participant fully understands that injuries may occur during the tour of McCamey Manor, which may include but are not limited to head, neck, and back injuries, death, stroke, traumatic brain injury, brain aneurysms, cerebral or retinal hemorrhage, loss of consciousness, whiplash, harmful heart reactions. I feel like that's a breakup. this breakup just gave me a harmful heart reaction. That's not in the quote. I'm saying that.
Right.
Nausea, headache, dizziness, lacerations. Broken or sprained bones, torn ligaments, bleeding wounds, scrapes and or cuts, heat stroke, drowning, which I feel like is death. They're just now getting specific about how you die.
Yeah.
But you cannot hold McCamey Manor responsible.
Man.
I feel like death was too early.
Yeah, right?
They escalated and then they're like, all right, let's back it up. But could you imagine doing anything, not just a haunted house, doing anything where you had to sign that waiver.
Yeah, I could.
There's certain jobs, I guess. Like, I could see, you know, it. If you're like one of the skyscrapers, like that picture, that really old picture where they show the skyscraper people and they're sitting out on the thing eating lunch.
Mm-hmm. Like, there's things you could do.
Skydiving, maybe?
Yeah, bungee jumping.
Yeah, where it's like...
Where there's that kind of waiver.
Yeah, like...
But also, they're covering every basis.
Our bands are really good, but, you know, just in case, if you could sign an initial there.
Mm-hmm.
You're over water, you're fine. And I don't know if this is still the case, ever was the case, but it is considered a non-profit. The actors aren't paid. Like, they are volunteers. It's like, what do you want to do Saturday? Well, I might feel like putting on a creepy mask and dunking someone's head in a toilet, even though they're begging me to stop.
I don't know who goes to work 9 to 5 and says, Saturday, I got to dress up as a demented clown.
I know. It's like, do you want to go to the movies, catch that new Spider-Man flick? Sorry.
Oh, I would.
I got to potentially give someone whiplash and what was that? A heart?
Heart injury.
A heart injury. A harmful heart reaction.
That's actually one of the rooms they just break up with your...
they call your significant other before you get there, and they're like, listen, you have to dump this person.
Like, really dump. Like, yeah, no good.
Like, you have to dump them.
Oh, that's my favorite room in the mansion.
Oh, man. Or it's like a game show, like The Bachelor, and it's down to you and another contestant, and they pick the other contestant.
Oh, that's a harmful heart reaction. Yes.
But they are encouraged to obviously dress up, wear masks, paint their face, like real, really good prosthetics and stuff like that. But they're not paid. They're just there to, you know, de-stress. It's been a long, maybe it is good for a long work week. You know what I mean?
I couldn't.
You ever just get done with work and just want to, you know, throw somebody in a freezer?
No, it's not my,
that's good.
It's not my cup of tea.
It's good. Needless to say, guests must be 21 or older to do this, but you can be 18 to 20. With parental consent from a parent that must hate you.
Yeah, right.
Like, stop playing video games, get out of the house. It's like that your parents sign you up for this. Oh my God.
Yeah, they kidnap you and
Also, and if it, I don't, like I said, with COVID, I don't know if they're still, their website says that they're doing a new tour and they kind of name all their tours.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how it's happening with COVID, but with all the sources I checked and over the last, you know, 7 years, it got up to an insane, insane wait list of like 27,000 people.
Wow.
There's a lot of people that are nuts. And if we are demeaning to these people in any way, and you are a listener, somebody that signed up to do this, I love you, but you are a little nuts.
Yeah,
and you have to accept that.
Yeah, no. If, like, I mean, you're not a bad person. It's just that's a scary thing to do.
Just pick up Resident Evil 4.
Yeah, in VR.
VR, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, if your argument is, well, I have to pay for that, and this is free, you kind of got me there. You kind of got me there.
Good argument. But also, where is it at? L.A. or San Diego?
Well, San Diego, they have In-N-Out in Tennessee, and they have it in Alabama.
You have to drive there, though.
You do.
So.
Yeah. Also, and this has actually been disputed with one of the experience, the people that I have their experience for later in this episode.
I'm sorry. I still can't believe they franchised. I still can't believe that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
So they claimed that if you actually survive, the tour, and by survive, I mean last the entire time, you don't quit.
Yeah.
Because apparently they did implement safe words. When they started, there were no safe words. And some people claim the safe words don't actually work.
Oh, really?
But they do have safe words now, apparently. But what they're saying is if you make it through the entire way through, you could win up to $20,000. But the catch is, every time you fail a challenge, they deduct $500. And every single curse word that you say, they deduct $500.
Wow, that's mean.
He doesn't like profanity.
What about gosh dang it?
I think that's okay.
Okay.
I think that's okay.
God darn.
Oh, poop.
That's almost funnier.
I think that was implemented during a 10-hour tour, which was called Desolation.
Oh, God. 8 hours and then 10 hours.
Yeah.
But they don't tell you it's $20,000 in dog food.
A lot of kibbles and bits there. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. At Believing the Bizarre, we take pride in escapism, but sometimes there's nothing more important than tackling real-life issues.
Do you find yourself struggling to achieve particular goals throughout your week? Find yourself feeling down?
If so, we highly recommend BetterHelp. They assess your needs and personally match you with your own licensed therapist.
BetterHelp promotes a healthy, encouraging, and judgment-free zone.
Their therapists specialize in a variety of areas, such as stress, anxiety, depression, LGBTQ, grief, and general trauma.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I was struggling with anxiety and depression, and I took it upon myself to go to a therapist, and it helped me so much to get through those things to a point where I can continue with my day now, and I'm able to put out the podcast and enjoy my life a lot more.
And this is not a crisis line or self-help. Instead, you securely speak with a licensed therapist online from the comfort of your own home.
You can send a message to your counselor anytime, day or night, or schedule a weekly phone or video call.
And as a listener of Believing the Bizarre, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/listener.
Choose counseling that is convenient, affordable, and professional.
Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/listener. Join over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health.
Do you want to know about international cryptids?
How about the history of Halloween? Or a deep dive into some of the most dangerous cults in the world?
If so, you need to check out Midnight Facts for Insomniacs podcast.
Every week, join comedians Shane and Duncan as they discuss mysterious and incredibly interesting topics.
Like UFOs, misconceptions, and even urban legends.
But that's just scratching the surface.
Don't they cover history topics too?
Yes.
Be still my heart.
You do love your history.
They also have a Discord community to engage with the host, other listeners, and you can even suggest episode topics.
So, instead of memorizing encyclopedias or scouring endless Wikipedia pages, why not just check out Midnight Facts for Insomniacs and learn while having a few laughs and a good time?
Again, that's Midnight Facts for Insomniacs, available wherever you listen to podcasts.
So here's a list of some of the more general experiences that people have claimed to have while attending the McCamey Manor. And again, as I'm going through these, just remember that this is a free haunted house experience that people are choosing to go to. All right.
I'd rather pay 20 for a normal one.
Right.
Yeah.
So people have claimed to be locked in a coffin with insects and spiders, to be bound and gagged, to be tied up, to be force-fed unknown liquids and foods, to be fed back their own vomit, to be waterboarded, to have their heads held underwater, to be screamed at, yelled at, and berated, to be full body caged, to have only their heads in cages with snakes, to be given tattoos on sight, to have fingers broken, fingernails removed, heart attacks, teeth removed without anesthesia, hair pulled, cut, and or shaved, and to be injected with unknown substances, assumingly drugs. Pretty intense.
Yeah.
You could have just picked up Outlast.
That's really
scary. You could have watched a Let's Play of Outlast. Shout out Ghost Type Alex. But no, you decided to do this. And like I said, if you want to see what this is, what it's like, if you search on YouTube McCamey Manor, you're going to find videos and clips and see Russ, and it's... it is crazy,
man. Like,
it is, it's hard body karate.
The tattoo thing that surprised me the most.
The tattoo thing,
yeah,
yeah,
that doesn't go away.
I think in one of the experiences coming up, someone says that they got a tattoo and they were like irritating it, like that was part of it. And when you that hits you,
yeah,
right now.
Well, this is good. It's donezo. Yeah.
So apparently, when they started this out, it was actually much more tame and mild, and it was, he kind of, Russ thinks of this as like a cinematic experience, kind of like you get to live your own horror movie and I get to film this and get the shots that I want.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's almost like a mutual thing, even though it's not. I think he's very deranged. But apparently when he first started, people in the comments were calling out his kind of smoke and mirrors, like that was fake, that was staged, I don't believe in that, that's not real, this is how they did that. And he just got pissed off until he was kind of like, fuck it, we're going to go all out on this, and this is going to be real.
Oh, wow.
So even though it's free, that doesn't mean that the McCamey Manor doesn't have requirements. So I've pulled this requirement list directly from their website. So let's see if you or I would be able to go. Here okay. are seven requirements. One, you have to be 21 and above or check. 18 to 20 with parent approval. Two, you must complete a sports physical and have a doctor's letter stating you're physically and mentally cleared.
Ooh, okay.
You have to pass a background check that's provided by the McCamey Manor. You have to be screened via FaceTime or probably Zoom now, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have proof of medical insurance. You have to sign a very detailed 40-page waiver, and you must pass a portable drug test on the day of the, as they call it, show.
Wow.
So here's their about section, word for word, pulled from their site, just because it's kind of like when we did the blue skies thing when we were talking about chemtrails.
Yeah.
Sometimes things are so ridiculous, I don't want to paraphrase it
okay.
because I can't make this better than what it is.
Okay.
Not that when we take listener submissions, we're improving it, but just, I want to read this as it is. So this is their about section from their site.
Okay. All right.
Quote, be warned, McCamey Manor is not your standard boo haunted house. This is an audience participation event in which you will live your own horror movie. This is a rough, intense, and truly frightening experience. You must be in great health to participate. Last year's haunt was absolutely nothing compared to the new McCamey Manor. Understand that each tour will be based upon your own personal fears and can last up to 6 hours. Each guest will be mentally and physically challenged until you reach your own personal breaking point. Do not wear expensive clothing. Do not bring anything that cannot get wet. This is an aggressive experience, and our actors will come in contact with you. You cannot in any way return the contact. If anyone becomes rowdy, pushing, shoving, running, they will immediately be removed, no questions asked. Anyone that's been drinking alcohol or taking drugs will not be allowed into the haunt and will be asked to leave the property. At check-in, you will be required to show an ID. The waiver process will last 2 hours. One performance only per week. Specific requirements must be met in order to ever take the tour. Think about the average 10 to 20 minute haunt or a theme park at Halloween and what you've experienced. Was it really interactive and scary? At the new McCamey Manor, you will experience thrills that you have never seen before. You'll be tested to your very core. If things become too much, you can always quit if we let you. Unquote. Their mantra throughout the site and online is pretty much like, you don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Like, there's videos of them shouting, like, you don't want to do this.
I don't. You're right.
I don't. And they also have a warning on their site. So this is the last thing I'll be reading directly from their site.
Is it like in yellow?
It was like from like a graphic.
Oh, okay.
Warning, quote, you will experience the following at McCamey Manor. Intense audio, lighting, extreme low visibility, strobe and fog effects, damp and wet conditions, physically demanding environments, close contact with creatures you might be touched, very real and graphic senses of horror. Not recommended if you are pregnant, claustrophobic, have seizures, heart or respiratory conditions, or are a big wimp. No smoking, drinking, eating, running inside, or touching of props and or actors. McCamey Manor reserves the right to refuse admission to anyone for any reason. The guest, you, voluntarily assumes all risks and or dangers associated with participation in this event. Enter at your own risk. Unquote.
Man, he knows how to get to me. That
big old wimp.
Oh, that got like, to me.
Now I want to do it.
No, I don't. But that pissed me off.
Yeah. So going into like the legality about this just for a minute before we get to some of the experiences. So a lot of people question whether or not this should be allowed or even legal.
Yeah.
So apparently in their Tennessee location, which is in Somerton, a lot of people in, I guess, what is the Lawrence County have complained to local authorities about the McCamey Manor because They don't like it. They can hear people. It's just kind of messed up. Like, it'd be kind of weird if this was like in your neighborhood.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It would be weird.
And I guess the county commission referenced a particular time when the police were called because a neighbor saw a woman that was screaming bloody murder as she was being dragged from a van.
Oh, God.
And the neighbor was quoted as saying, "Staged or not, this is something that none of us want anywhere near us." But the DA for the area, Brent Cooper, said that the program was legal because people subject themselves to this voluntarily, even though participants can withdraw their consent at any time, according to Tennessee law.
Yeah, I think it's hard to regulate what consenting adults can do to each other, you know?
Yeah. And another source from The Truth About the McKimmie Manor talks about endangering people in real situations and all these things done by actors that are not necessarily trained in what they're actually doing to these people. Quote, "The possible consequences, such as dry drowning or possible damage to lungs, were never explained. If actors weren't aware of these consequences and possible life-threatening situations, it's fair to say that they had no idea what they were doing. The actors were never told what to do in certain situations. For example, how to properly approach someone who's having a panic attack or loses consciousness," unquote. Which totally makes sense. Like, these are not actors who have an experience with medical training. Now, if you volunteer, maybe you do have that background.
Yeah, maybe they are like EMTs. I don't know.
I'm going to assume most of them probably are not.
It's a fair assumption.
So let's get into some of the experiences of the McKimmie Manor. So there was an article done by The Guardian, and it was both an article and a video, and it was kind of following. They actually juxtaposed like the creepy terribleness of the haunt with like Russ and his children playing in the yard and his dogs and stuff. It was like a flash of this, a flash of that.
Yeah.
And they like interviewed him and all this stuff. But they were also with the people that kidnapped the participants before it happened, while they're putting their mask on and stuff. One of the guys, quote, "I'm not going to lie. I go hard on the big guys. I've got 3 kids, a lady, and 6 dogs. A lot going on in my life. This is a great distressor."
Yeah, I can imagine.
And another quote from the other guy is, quote, "I'm the enforcer. I'm here to make sure no one makes it out. I get carried away. I don't really have a line."
Oh, my unquote. God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Who are these people? The Undertaker?
They just do this sit-up thing. So the first person we're going to talk about in their experience is Amy. I'm not going to say anybody's last name. Sure. I have it written here, but I'm going to make the choice right now not to do that. But this is the source from this is thesun.co.uk.
Oh, okay. All right. So this is a British lady that came here.
Or it was at least reported by a British.
Both are fair.
Yeah. She might be, though.
Yeah.
Okay. So Amy visited the McKimmie Manor, and she claims that she was left emotionally and physically traumatized to the point that whenever anybody even mentions the McKimmie Manor, she gets immense anxiety. She claims to have experienced the following: being pushed around, slapped, and pulled, being forced to lay in a dirty freezer with her hands tied as actress poured water over her head, having her head pushed underwater as she was begging them to stop. At one point, her hair was wrapped around her neck and she legitimately could not breathe. And when she told the actors this, they started laughing and they choked her more. And she also experienced waterboarding.
She didn't die.
She didn't die. That's all you can ask. So the next person I have, her name is Gabs, and this is from her own YouTube.
Okay.
So you can literally watch her experience, which I did. And this is a dramatic way I'm going to phrase it. Sometimes it literally feels like you're watching a snuff film.
Oh, man.
If you know what that is, it's like a real video of somebody being tortured and or dying. It's extreme, but you know, you're not really watching anyone die or anything. But I don't know what enjoyment you would get from watching this. A lot of people say Russ is deranged and he will like feel very pleased while watching this and enjoys not so much scaring people for fun, but it's like, what limits can I legally push to watch people get tortured against their own will, you know, without essentially
going to jail? I mean, technically it's not against their own will.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like this sick person who has sick fantasies and found a way to legally do it and get popular for it. which is just sad. But anyway, so Gabs, she has a YouTube channel where she kind of breaks down her experience, but you can also watch her experience. So when she talks about certain things, you can reference back to the video and see it, which is what I did. So she discovered the McKamey Manor while looking for haunted houses on YouTube. She said that she used to work in haunted houses. She loves scary stuff. She likes scary movies, scary games, real haunted houses. And by real, I mean real fake haunted houses. I don't consider this a haunted house.
No, this is something else.
It's, if you think of a haunted house and what it traditionally is, whether you're in a cart or you're walking, it is not this. And she says later on that it is not at all what she expected. But she also says, just kind of make, I think it's so that you don't think she's just nuts. She said she was one of the very first tours back in like 2016, 2015. Mm-hmm. And these videos that you can see now did not exist when she was looking into it. Like, you didn't see this graphic, people getting fed their own vomit and right. bloody and bound and gagged. She didn't see that. She just saw an opportunity for a very intense, scary, haunted house. She was like, she knew that she would get touched. She knew that it'd be like pushing and stuff like that. And they would be, in your face, but not quite what she experienced. So she joined this Facebook group, this private Facebook group for the people that want to get involved. She added Russ as a friend on Facebook, and the Facebook group would list when there's availability. But remember, this was intense, like 20 some thousand people pushed back. So she instantly messaged Russ and was like, listen, I really want to do this. I want to be able to experience this haunted house. It seems like so much fun. Is there any way I can get squeezed in? And he's like, not really, unfortunately. Like, there is a wait list, but we did just have two people cancel. Can you do tomorrow? And she originally had plans with her family, but she moved it around. So she literally did it the next day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she's nervous. She's excited. She actually, she was kind of a YouTuber at the time, so she was recording her experience. So you can literally see her in her car before she's doing,
That's good networking right there.
Yeah. So she's dropped off, and it's just her and this other girl, Heather. And eventually the actors came up in the van. They put a mask on them. They put headphones on them so that they literally could not see or hear where they were going. So she gets the waiver, which she said is nothing like the waiver that they claim to have online. And maybe this changes. She said it was 2 pages. Very, very basic. Like, very basic. It didn't discuss anything that she actually experienced. It was like, there's going to be strobe lights. There's going to be pushing, some shoving, but nothing too intense.
You lied.
So she signs it. It's all good to go back in the van. And immediately the assault begins with yelling, screaming, shoving. And when they reach the destination, the house, she had to crawl through little metal cages. She said that throughout her experience, there was a good amount of like animatronics. Like, there's this one part where there's like this guy getting electrocuted that they're right by, like a fake guy. But it was also people in masks and prosthetics and makeup pushing and guiding her along. She said it really was not like a traditional haunted house. Like, it didn't feel like she was in a horror movie. It didn't feel cinematic with like a storyline. She said it was like living somebody's sick fantasy. It was bringing you and doing something weird to you, and then bringing you to another place and then doing something weird to you. Where I would feel, and this is my words, if it was like a horror movie, they'd be like, all right, it'd almost be like an escape room where it's like, do you want to do like a zombie thing?
Yeah.
Do you want to do like a chainsaw crazy guy? Do you want, or like a cabin in the woods, right?
Yeah.
That movie where it's like you
set your, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's like a story to it. And even if you get touched or pushed or something like that, at least there's a theme and you can leave it and feel like, whether you die in that like world or whether you survive it, you can be like, wow, that's what it would feel like if, there's a zombie apocalypse. Where this was more, well, I'm going to go into what she experienced here, but it just doesn't feel like you experience a cinematic, unless you're in Saw or something, I guess.
Yeah.
So this
or
is what,
even like,
oh, go ahead.
Another one where they just cause like, what is that? Like, the devil's guys
rejects.
Yeah.
The devil's guys, the devil's bros, or like the human centipede or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she experienced waterboarding.
Yeah.
Being locked in a freezer. She was physically slammed on top of the freezer. She was tied down, and in her interview, she said one of her biggest fears was spiders, and while she was tied to a table, they put a tarantula on her that crawled over her body and face.
Is that where you just would have died?
Yeah, I was dead. I would have just held my breath.
And broke your own neck.
Yeah. She was choked. She had her hair cut and pulled. They poured fake blood all over her. They spit fake blood into her mouth. They plugged her nose while they poured a liquid in her mouth. They kept her in a straitjacket with chains around her neck, heavy chains. And while she's in a straitjacket, and she has these heavy chains weighing her down around her neck, and they laid her in a kiddie pool where she had to physically, like, lift her upper body up over the water. Like, even if there's only a few inches, you know, 5 inches of water, she said she had to physically hold her head up because if she relaxed, the water was high enough that it went in her nose.
Oh, gosh.
She said she had a panic attack in the freezer, and she said she didn't talk much during the event with the other person, Heather, but she kept asking her if she was okay.
Yeah.
I will say, though, one thing she did dismiss is right before the spider part where they put the tarantula on her, they show you her getting injected in her neck with, like, a dark substance. She did come out on her YouTube channel and say that that was a prop. She didn't actually get injected. She's like, I love tattoos. I like piercings. I know what it feels like to get injected. I would have known if they injected me. So she said it was a prop where the needle kind of retracted into it.
Okay.
She didn't get anything. Unless she was just so out of her mind that she didn't remember. Because when she was talking about it, she's like, listen, I was in there for 6 hours. If you watch my video, it's an hour. There are things I do not remember.
Wow.
So I hope that is just a prop.
I hope so too.
But she said it was very bizarre. Like, even when she thought they were done, like, they'd leave a room and Russ would be there and they'd just be having a real conversation and he'd be like, oh, here's a piece of pizza, you know? And then it would almost, like, switch back to, like, boom, you're in the game. Very disturbing. That'd be
very weird.
Yeah. So I recommend definitely checking her out. It's Gabs on YouTube. You can do Gabs at McKamey Manor. You'll find her video talking about it. She has a video where her friend kind of asks her questions about it. You can see her experience. I don't really recommend watching any of these in general. Like, you'll get a good feel if you watch, like, a minute of any of the videos. Mm-hmm. If you want to watch the whole thing, you can. For me, I don't get enjoyment out of it at all. So that's her YouTube channel. So the third experience I have is from Reddit.
Oh boy. Here we go.
It's not the person talking about it themselves. It's like a report done by somebody, but it's on Reddit. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So this involves a woman named Laura, but it's not like, it's written kind of like a article, not like her just in her first person account. So take that for what it is. But I'm going to get into that. This is Laura's experience at the McKamey Manor. Quote, I was waterboarded. I was tased. I was whipped. I still have scars of everything they did to me. I was repeatedly hit in my face over and over and over again, like open-handed, as hard as a man could ever hit a woman in her face. Even through them hitting me, I was just so numb by what had happened previous to that, that I didn't make a sound, not even a grunt, nothing. I didn't cry, I didn't scream, I didn't say ouch. So Laura was blindfolded with duct tape and she was submerged underwater by her ankles for so long that her body started involuntarily thrashing. They made her dig a hole with her bare hands, and then she had to lie in it while they just covered almost the entire dirt over her and gave her, like, a little tiny dirty straw to breathe through.
So when I listen to this, I don't think, wow, this sounds so fun, I want to do this. Like,
or, like, it's a horror, like a haunted house where I'm living out a horror movie.
No.
It's just getting, and we'll get into this.
Yeah.
Quote, the dirt started to go up into my throat and I started to swallow it. I was coughing and I kept saying, I need water. And they would just splash water in my face. They wouldn't actually give me water. And that went on for about 20 to 30 minutes. And this is kind of referencing back to the tattoo thing. And I know this is going to hit hard for you, Charlie, because you literally just got that Star Wars tattoo.
Yeah.
She was given a tattoo at the McKamey Manor, raw tattoo. And they started, like, picking at it with what she said felt like a file. Could you imagine a fresh... I can't. I literally can't because I don't have any tattoos. But a fresh tattoo and they're just picking at it.
No. Oh my God. No.
Yeah.
So, a file.
So doing another quote here. I didn't panic, but I started to get a little emotional. And one actor was holding my throat and I just started crying. I couldn't help it. I started crying and I was saying, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But they don't care if you cry. They don't care if you soil yourself. They don't care because it's all about the show. It's not about a person's safety. She says that there, unquote, she said that there was agreed upon safe word that she was screaming over and over again. And it took time before the actors finally stopped abusing her. And after just a few moments where they backed off, they started spraying her down with a pressure washer while she still had duct tape over her eyes. And then they brought her back to the drop-off location. Quote, my arms and my hands were shaking so much from adrenaline. They thought I was seizing. Before I was allowed to leave, I had to record an exit video. Everyone who visits McCamey Manor does. Before Russ turns on the camera, he looked to me and said, if I don't say anything good about McCamey Manor, and I start telling them what actually happened, he was going to sue me for $50,000. I signed a waiver saying this would happen. So Russ forced me into saying all these great things like, oh my God, my tour was so amazing. It was exhilarating, blah, 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 unquote. Which actually resonates a little bit with what Gab said. She said she wasn't forced to say good things, but she felt manipulated and kind of tricked into it.
Yeah.
And she said, out of everything she experienced with the McCamey Manor, and I'm talking about Gabs here, she said the thing she regretted the most was that she promoted it afterwards in that exit video and made it seem like other people should do it.
Wow.
But getting back to Laura here, just to finish up the final experience.
Mm-hmm.
Once she got back to the hotel room and she showered, she said her adrenaline started to wear off naturally. And this is when she truly started realizing how much she was tortured and how much pain she was in. There was no drug, no adrenaline masking that pain anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So she ended up having to go to the hospital and she said she had to wear a neck brace. Her face was swollen. She had scrapes on her cheeks, her forehead, along with cuts on the corner of her mouth. She had a bloody cut on one knee. She said that she had a surgery scar that the actors actually opened up and it cut open when they got rid of her knee pads and they were forcing her to crawl on the ground. And she also ended up with a hairline fracture on her foot.
Wow.
In her foot, I guess. In, on, and she had a hairline fracture. So, all of that said, let's get to the discussion. So, now is the time that we like to thank all of our new patrons, everybody who's been supporting us on Patreon. So, as of the recording of this episode, we'd like to say thank you to Tara, Sarah, Terry, Tom, and Jessica, who literally joined. Jessica literally joined during the recording of this episode.
Yeah, I'm going to put the live reaction right here. Oh my God.
Thanks, Jessica.
Wow.
So we got to include that. Listen, that reaction there is how we get every time because it's seriously like we're not numb to it. We don't take it for granted. We literally appreciate every single person and it so kind of strikes us like, oh my God, really? Not that we don't think the value's there, but it's
such a huge compliment. Thank you so much.
Seriously, like there's so much you can do with your time, whether it's productive or leisure, and the fact that you guys give us your ear, both patrons and you right now listening to this episode, mm-hmm. means the world to us. But I do want to say, and this is why it's extra exciting, we have goals on our Patreon. One of our goals was to hit 75 patrons, and once we do, we are going to get a legitimate audio library. Well, we hit it. We're actually at 76 as of the recording of this, which is so exciting. So watch for the sound effects. Watch for the music. Charlie's going to kill it. He always has. He's worked with what we got, but it's going to be great. We have another goal coming up. 200. Charlie gets that Believing the Bizarre tattoo.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It's going to be great. You guys hear it all the time. Bonus content, quizzes, listener submission, interviews, director's cut, watch a movie with us on Netflix, Google Hangouts, all that. But I do want to say, for the remainder of this month, January 2022, if you join or are already in our dedicated tier on Patreon, you get that awesome BTB beanie. It is on our Instagram, it's on our Facebook. It might not be on Twitter. I'll try and get a post up before
it
this.
It came out really cool, though. It looks awesome. Yep. Get it out of my head.
Thank you to our awesome designer, Eddie. It looks awesome. But again, you can't buy this. You literally, you're not allowed. Mm-mm. I'm Russing y'all, like Russ from McKinney. You're not allowed to buy it. It's free. You can send us dog food. We both have dogs, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate it. Healthy no
weight.
Pressure.
Beneful
pressure.
Healthy weight is what Annie takes.
I think Signature.
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Well,
it's a dog brand.
Have you ever tried dog food?
What, me?
Yeah.
No, but I knew a dude who ate dog food for a bet for $5.
I think we all know a guy that's eaten dog food. I have not. But you cannot buy this BTB beanie hat. The only way you can get it is by being a dedicated tier Patreon member for this month. And you get it free. We just send it to you.
Mm-hmm.
You just get it. Plus all the other bonus content out there.
And it's good for winter because it's a beanie.
Exactly. So thank you to our new patrons. Thank you to all of our patrons that we've had that helped us get to this point. And now let's get back to the discussion. Okay, Charlie, like I said, it's believable. Like, this exists. People have done it.
There.
Is it unbelievable in the fact that it exists? Sure, but we know there's sick people out there. And I'm not talking about the people that do it. I'm talking about Russ here. Talking about Russ. But I'm going to stick to the two questions that I said I would ask you. I feel like I know the first answer, but I'm still going to ask you. Charlie, would you do this?
You couldn't pay me.
So
no
if the 20,000, which by the way, Gabs actually came out and said Russ is broke. There is no 20,000. But let's say for fun, there is. Would you do it for 20,000?
Not enough. Not enough.
Especially you'd be cussing up a storm. You'd have to owe them money.
Yeah, right.
By the time they're like, thanks for doing it. We know it said it doesn't cost anything, but you're going to owe us 10 grand.
Yeah, right. I would feel like maybe for like $500,000, I would try. I don't think I even would. No.
I have no interest in doing this either, dude. It's like what I would be totally down for a safe simulation because I've always wanted to do. I know they have VR like this, but I've always wanted to do something like that. Like escape rooms are really cool in that where you get that feeling, that experience. But if there was a completely safe, like zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Scenario where if they touch you, you're dead. You lose. You got to lay down or you're out. Go sit outside and we'll see if your friends can make it. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't like that there's no agency. You have no agency. Like, if you got, like, a...
It's like Outlast, where you can't protect yourself, which are the worst horror games, in my opinion, because they're
like,
so scary.
Like, if they give you, like, a shotgun paintball gun, that'd be fun as hell.
Oh, dude. Okay, imagine you have actors wearing vests, or in, like, well, it's tough with a paintball gun. I always saw kind of like a laser tag thing.
Yeah, even that,
too. Completely safe. But, like, imagine you're in a scenario where you have to get from point A to point B, and they have, like, 100 actors... as dressed as zombies, and they can like reanimate in different areas, like respawn if you want to call it like that. And you and your friends are like, let's say every zombie has to have paint on their hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you get and you're wearing all white or something like that, and as you go through, if you point your gun and it like I don't know if it's like laser tag, I don't know how it works, and you shoot them and they're dead, and you have to make your way. But if you get touched and you're red, you're done. You're infected.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so much fun.
I know stuff like that does exist. It's just, it's not all year round like this.
And it's not this.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Why not? Like, I get it. People, there's adrenaline. People have fantasies and there's nothing wrong with that. And that's why video games are so great. Like Resident Evil.
Exactly.
Dead
this
Space,
is just so dangerous.
Silent Hill. That's where you get that. Like, what would I do if I was in this scenario?
Yeah.
And I like the idea of this, just not. I don't like it. I don't like what happens. I don't like the lack of safety. I don't like that it's not... He calls it cinematic. Oh, I'm all about the shot. It's a show. Well, I've watched it. It's not that great. The camera angles suck. It's so dark. It doesn't feel like artistic. It literally feels like somebody gets off on the idea of people getting tortured. And was like, how can I make it more real?
It doesn't matter if the props are real or not. If it looks bad, then it's not good.
Right. Like, I would seriously recommend, if there's anybody that's like, I really want to get into this, try VR. Try a horror game with VR. But I agree 100%. I would not do this. So my next question to you was, why do you think people do it? Now, Gabs is different. People at the beginning probably didn't see it exactly what it was.
So why do people still do it?
Let's go into the mindset of somebody right now that has seen what all it entails and they still decide to do it.
My first thought is that there's that contrarian streak. Like, people told me not to do it. It looks dangerous. I'm going to do it because I think the other,
The wimp comment.
Yeah.
Like when he said, "Are you a big wimp?" I saw it in your face.
Yeah, for like a second. Yeah. But yeah, there's also the egging on a little bit. Like, are you a big baby? But you can do it.
I think it's a test of like a test your limits thing. You know what I mean? Like, if I sign up for a triathlon right now,
I was just thinking,
I'm not in any position to succeed at a triathlon, but you could always, you know, be like, well, you know, let's see what I can do.
Yeah, that's going to end in tears too, but for a different reason.
I think it's The Herd, one of the shows I like. But they were like, just because people take the Olympics for granted, they're like, every single Olympic event should just include one average person. Just so even the very, very worst Olympic athlete, you'll be able to compare them to like the average person, in, you know, just
whatever. I volunteer.
Charlie doing curling.
Hell yeah. Well, actually, maybe something else. I don't know.
You just get some average dude that's like actually like great at bowling.
You might get that.
Is bowling in the Olympics?
No.
Should be.
Golf is.
I don't care about golf.
Skateboarding was amazing. Just want to say.
It also could be people, maybe not contrarian. Well, I mean, I think that's an option, but I just mean in a different avenue. Some people might think it's all hype. Like, yeah. Okay, are these people planted? And they might be like, maybe it really would get shut down. If somebody has a medical record where they went to the hospital, they signed away the ability to sue.
Mm-hmm.
So that is kind of like their legal right.
But like, if someone did die, though, you could still wrongfully sue. Like, that's still wrongful death.
Yeah. Yeah. But maybe there's somebody out there that's like, listen, I think they got people faking outrage. I think it's all fake. Yeah, the injection's fake, but I think the freezer's not cold, or, you know. You might be buying into the fact that they're like the, you know, you don't want to do this. It's like, okay, bet. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I bet it's really not bad. I bet it's scary and I'll get pushed, but it's not bad. But Russ at the end is chill. And it's like, yeah, man, it was a good time. I don't believe that to be true, but I, you know, maybe that's what some people are thinking.
It could definitely be like, they don't buy the hype. That could be it.
So, all right. So this was an off the cuff one. I think I had it in here, but this probably should be discussed. What about the actors? What mental state?
I don't want to drag their name or anything.
But I feel if this is, let's assume this is true. Let's assume that it really is basically like torture porn. They are getting hurt. People are like, let's say it's not a scam, a marketing scam. Let's say everything, all these experiences that people are saying about getting waterboarded, choked, laughing, bruised, cut. Let's say that's true. 100%. What is up with these actors? Like, yeah, it's a distressor. And they're not even getting paid. Not that money makes this okay, but these are volunteers. Where does he find these people? Dude, we should volunteer to do it.
I was about to say, could you imagine like your doctor or your teacher or an EMT is a person that almost kills you over the weekend?
I don't have this source because I didn't include it in my notes because there wasn't enough, like it felt spastic. I think it was from The Guardian, actually. I think it was from that Guardian article I quoted earlier. But there was an actor who recognized one of the participant and they didn't like him. And,
oh, really?
And the quote was something like, nobody's leaving with eyebrows today.
Well, I mean, okay. That's not going to hurt anybody, though.
No, I mean, it would suck to get your head shaved and your eyebrows
in this
shaved.
Situation, that's actually kind of cute.
Yeah, but it's just, you know, like that would be terrifying. But we should go in as spies and it's like, we should go in and like give people band-aids and like actually help people.
Russ would fire us super fast.
Fire us from what?
Or well, he'd sue us. Like, you gotta get out. Yeah, cut it out.
Man, rest in peace, Bob Saget. I don't know, but it seems like there's like a huge waiver process, or at least what some people claim, where the actors, it kind of seems just like there's nothing. Like that one guy said, I don't really have a line.
They probably don't. They probably, like, they say they have that line in the contract, but they probably just
maybe there's a meeting that Russ has with these guys where they're like, hey, you know, like, you know, don't kill them. I mean, if you gotta do it for the shot.
Yeah.
For the, you know, the art, do it, but try not to. I don't know, man. Like, if it was an extreme horror situation where it was like, you know, you had to be physically fit because there's like parkour involved. Something like that, where it's like, you're going to be jumping and you might fall, but there'll be padding, limited padding or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to stick with the zombie one just because it's the easiest for me to call back to. But like, if it's a zombie one and you're going to end up climbing rooftops or fake rooftops in like a parkour setting and you have to jump because they're, you know, the zombies are climbing the wall and you might miss the jump and fall and like the way you land. You know what I mean? Like that type of a waiver. mm-hmm. is so much different than, you know, how angry I'd be if my horror situation was, we're going to tie you down and dunk your head in water, put you in a freezer, and, oh, you said you didn't like spiders? We're going to put, if I saw that, I'm going to be like, dude, I hate burritos. Oh my God. I hate burritos.
Delicious burritos.
Yeah. They're like the worst. And I definitely will. You'll never catch me in a Jeep Wrangler. Absolute worst. Like a green one. Automatic transmission. Ugh. The worst. But I don't know. Like, it's what that game Until Dawn does. They ask you like what you're afraid of, and it actually manipulates the game. But yeah. Again, that's a game.
Yeah, it's a game.
It's kind of weird. I don't have like a, well, I guess that's what we rate it. But
no, I would, my rating is don't do it, but it's true.
That's the same thing that they say. We're on Team Russ here in terms of don't do it. You don't want to do it. And you know what? I guarantee we're going to have listeners that have an argument we haven't thought of on why you should or might want to do it. And I'm very intrigued to hear that.
I am too.
And if any of our listeners have done it, hit us up.
100%.
Yes. So that is our episode on the McCamey Manor. Again, I know it's not the traditional format of our episodes, but I definitely think it lends itself to the bizarre.
I was really excited for you to do this because I know you've been interested in this for a long time, and that was really well put together.
It just blows my mind because it seems so... The phrase in my head is too good to be true, but that's not what I mean. It seems unbelievable.
Yes, it seems...
It seems unbelievable.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we should have did. Maybe we should have framed it as like, is it truly hurting people or are they plants?
Oh, yeah.
And not like, you know, a fern, but like people are making sunflower. It seem more intense than it is. Maybe we should have said it's believable in that they are actually torturing people.
Well, I do believe
that's
it.
How I feel.
Yeah. I think we just figured it was so much of a given.
Yeah. I don't know. But it is like, I would like to hear an argument from somebody in terms of why they chose to do it. But you know what's crazy? There are videos, if you search on YouTube, of people repeat. Like, one girl only made it like 10, 20 minutes, and she came back, and she was like, I think I can do better this time. She made
40?
I don't know. Those moments are like, is she just crazy, or is it really not as bad as some people make it seem? But like, it's just, like I said, if it was like themed, and you had a goal or an objective, I'd be so much more into it rather than tie me down, force feed me my own vomit.
There's no goal. You're right.
Like the, like getting teeth removed without anesthetic. Who's like, oh yeah, can't wait. I hate teeth. Ugh. No.
That is my worst.
I won't even go to the dentist.
I know. Like I wouldn't write down my worst fear is dental stuff.
Oh, dude.
I wouldn't write down.
Like, unless they give you a free dental implant. Those are like my 20,000. Worst fear.
Is back massages.
Yeah. Ugh. But yeah, that is our episode. I'm very curious to hear people's responses. I think a lot of people probably already know about this to a certain degree. For anybody out there that's never heard of this, I hope your mind is as blown as mine was. Yeah. And again, if anybody has done it, let us know.
And if you are enjoying the show and you enjoy learning about the McCamey Manor and all the stuff we talk about, please feel free to leave a 5-star review on Apple and a 5-star on Spotify.
Yes. Also, I want to say this. Everything is alleged. Don't come after us, Russ. Everything we reported is alleged. That's why we couldn't rate it. It is what it is. But also, if you want to rock some Believing the Bizarre merchandise, we have shirts. Obviously, the hat, like we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
The only way you can get the hat is by joining our dedicated tier on Patreon.
We also don't have a hat for sale. No. On our store.
Hats are hard to get approved.
Yes. So
embroidery.
The only BTV hat available is through our Patreon.
That's true.
So that's
for now at least.
Yeah, for now.
But we do have shirts, we have hoodies, we have tank tops. You can get our music. If you want our intro music to be your ringtone, you can go do that. It's like $1.
It's a bop.
It is. It's actually mine. A lot of people stop me in the street. I'm just kidding. Nobody calls me. But seriously, thank you everybody so much for listening. Thank you to our patrons. Thank you everybody for supporting us. As always, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre,
a podcast as bizarre as you are.